And now, police in Moscow have rounded up more than 1,000 migrants a day after riots on the southern outskirts of the Russian capital. Police say it was a preemptive raid on the vegetable warehouse where the rioters believe a killer worked. According to Russian news agencies, rioters smashed shop windows, stormed the warehouse and clashed with police. Hundreds of suspected rioters were arrested on Sunday after the fatal stabbing of a Russian man. Rioters alleged that he was killed by a native of the North Caucasus, a region in southern Russia. Julia Lyubova is our correspondent with us now on the line from Moscow. So, Julia, tell us how the story is unfolding.
Well, Russian police have arrested more than 1,000 people in Moscow on Monday in a raid targeting migrants. It is not yet clear exactly what charges those detained will face, but the police say they are investigating involvement in criminal activity. Well, these raids come after protests that were staged this weekend in the capital's Biryulivo district. And the protest was staged by people demanding a swift arrest and an investigation into a murder of an ethnic Russian man by an alleged migrant of North Caucasian origin. But the murder took place on 10th of October when ethnic Russian man Igor Shcherbakov was stabbed to death when trying to defend his girlfriend outside of their apartment. And the police have released a security camera image of the suspect, but they haven't yet identified him. And several hundred people were detained during riots on Sunday, which turned quite violent, and in which several police officers were injured and cars and rubbish bins were overturned. Well, police say that some of those people involved in riots were extremist nationalists. Well, of course, the raids on Monday, they were carried out at a vegetable market, which was attacked also during the riot on Sunday. And police say that they are targeting illegal migrants working at this market. But the murder case and the riots, they all have prompted Russian lawmakers to look into Russian migration laws. At the moment, there is no visa regime between Russia and its Central Asian neighbors, which has led to an influx of legal and illegal migrants and, of course, has led to a rise in ethnic tensions in Russia.
Julia Lyubova, correspondent with us there on the line from Moscow. Julia, thank you very much.